Appreciate all the cards for my birthday or anniversary. Got one, got the tool man here. Workshop in the garage. Got the tool belt. Just try as you might. You just cannot fix old. And I have all the tools, but you just can't fix old. So. Doesn't work. This one really, this one here. Hey. Once upon a time, a very special person was born, destined to change the world. Calm down, it's not you, it's Jesus.
That's good. That's good.
Destined to change the world.
That's precious. I love that. That's good.
But I think he would want you to have a happy birthday.
Yeah.
All right. A couple other things. Kay Wright was not here this morning. Neither was Penny or Lila, after they were all here a week before. Then we learned that Mike Hamrick was taken back to the hospital this week. Evidently, there's some
internal bleeding,
and they're going to try to find out what's causing that. He's up at Sharp Hospital in Kearny Mesa. Let's see. Other events are posted on the bulletin board. Okay, and just other prayerfully remember. So look out for one another. Hey, Chris, I'm going to call on you in just a moment. Anything else we need to highlight or say emphasize? Let me just let some folks come in. Oh, that's right. Turn the clocks forward next Saturday night. Jim said this morning, if you want to set your clock for 2 a.m. as a reminder to push it forward. But you can do it before you go to bed. Right.
Mike's getting out of the hospital tonight. He's going home.
Oh, is that right? Oh, we just met, called his name. So.
He had an ulcer.
Oh. So did they fix it, or they just said, this is what you have, see you later?
I think they're going to give him some medication for it.
Okay.
He'll be under the doctor's care, but he is going home. So.
Okay. All right. Mentioned this morning, Penny's surgery took about an hour longer than was expected. She's in that surgery on her hand Friday, and she's in a cast, and large cast, and got a shoulder sling, cannot drive for 2 weeks. Had a good friendship, fellowship, potluck after the church this morning. Lots of food. Appreciate everyone that participated in that. You ate up all of Christine's stuff. I'm going to have to stop all the way home and get something. All right, let's go ahead and begin our time together in worship. And Chris, lead us in prayer, please.
Let us pray. Dear loving Heavenly Father, again, we thank you for this opportunity we have to be able to assemble here tonight, just to be with other brothers and sisters in Christ, to continue to worship and to praise you, Lord, for the God that you are. We thank you so much for the fellowship that was enjoyed today. With the potluck. And Lord, as always, we keep all those that are on the prayer list close in our hearts and lift them up in prayer. And we continue to pray for Kay, for Penny, and for Lila. And now we have an update on Mike that he has an altar, and it's just our prayer, Lord, that you will continue to be with each and every one of them, continue to help their bodies mend and heal. And continue to strengthen them, not only physically, but spiritually. And be with each and every one of us, Lord, that we always have our eyes and our ears open to any opportunity we have to serve those that are in need. And just continue to guide us this evening as we lift our voices in song and with praise to you. As we ask this prayer in Jesus' name, amen.
All right, sing a couple songs. We get started. Number 238. One that I like. Seems like we just sing it in our singings, but that's okay. 238. Sing it through twice.
All right. Hey, you are the words and the music. Hey, you are the song that I sing. You are the melody. You are the harmony. Praise to your name I will bring. You are the Lord of lords. You are the mighty God. You are the King of all kings. So now I give back to you the song that you gave to me. You are the song that I sing. And you are the words and the music. You are the song that I sing. You are the melody. You are the harmony. Praise you your name, I will bring. You are the Lord of lords, you are the mighty God, you are the King of all kings. So now I give back to you the song that you gave to me, you are the song that I sing.
And number 83. Number 83.
God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. He cares for me.
Opportunity this evening, hymn number 383.
All three stanzas. Jesus, keep me near the cross, there a precious fountain, bring to all a healing stream, flows from Calvary Mountain. In the cross, in the cross, me my glory ever, till my wretched soul shall find rest beyond the river. me walk from day to day with the shadows o'er me. In the cross, in the cross be my glory ever, till my wretched soul shall find rest beyond the river.
I had a request for a song. Number 18. Number 18. I'm not sure we have sung this one here.
Faithful love flowing down from the thorn covered crown makes me whole, saves my soul, washes whiter than snow. Faithful love calms each fear, reaches down, dries each tear. Hold my hand when I can stand on my own.
Number 943. I'm not going to tell you who suggested that song. But Barbara, was that all right?
Have you a heart that's weary, tending a load of care? Are you a soul that's seeking rest from the burden you bear?
All right. if you saved these outlines from last week, I'm going to just finish reading these verses for our scripture reading. On the book of Judges, we started the book of Judges in our Bible class time this morning. And these notes that I started with you last week, I gave you a summary of the old, and then just started reading the gist of Judges. Kind of an overview of Judges, and just noted the 15 or 16 plus judges that are listed in the Bible. So I'm going to pick up the reading at chapter 10, verse 1. So it's down halfway down your notes. So Judges chapter 10, verse 1. Now I'm going to use the book that you have in your pews in case you want to follow along, or you can just listen to me read. To read it in a way that hopefully you can understand or grasp the thought. But all of these judges, okay. Remember, there's a cycle that goes on. When Israel committed sin, they went away from God, and the enemies took them over. So they prayed, God, deliver us. God would raise up a judge to deliver them. And while that judge was alive, peace and safety. But when the judge died, they went back to the wrong ways. God deliver us, raised up a judge, peace in the valley. The judge dies, they go back to the Baal and Ashtaroth. 15 times in the book of Judges that takes place. So now we're on chapter 10, beginning of verse 1. So after Abimelech, there arose to save Israel Tola, the son of Pua, the son of Dodo, a man of Issachar. And he dwelt in Shamer in the mountains of Ephraim. He judged Israel 23 years. And he died and was buried in Shamer. After him arose Jair, a Gileadite. And he judged Israel 22 years. Now he had 30 sons. Rode on 30 donkeys. He also had 30 towns, which are called Havoth Jair to this day, which are in the land of Canaan. Jair died and was buried in Canaan. So then the children of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord. They served the Baals, the Ashtaroths, the gods of Syria, the gods of Sidon, the gods of Moab, the gods of the people of Ammon, the gods of the Philistines. And they forsook the Lord and did not serve him. So the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel. Some into the hands of the Philistines and into the hands of the people of Ammon. I'm going to pick the story up in verse 10. Chapter 10, verse 10. Children of Israel cried out to the Lord, saying, "We've sinned against you, because we have both forsaken our God and serve the Baals." So the Lord said to the children of Israel, "Did I not deliver you from the Egyptians, from the Amorites, from the people of Ammon, from the Philistines, from the Sidonians, from the Amalekites, the Moabites, the Maonites? And you cried out to me, I delivered you from their hand. Yet you forsaken me, served other gods. Therefore, I will deliver you no more." "Go and cry out to the gods which you've chosen. Let them deliver you in your time of distress." The children of Israel said to the Lord, "We've sinned. Do to us whatever seems best to you. Only deliver us this day, we pray." So they put away the foreign gods from among them and served the Lord. And his soul could no longer endure the misery of Israel. Verse 18. The people, the leaders of Gilead, said to one another, "Who is the man who will begin the fight against the people of Ammon? He shall be the head over all the inhabitants of Gilead." So now they're going to choose someone else. So now we go to chapter 11, verse 9. Jephthah. Ah, the next one. So on your on the right side of your notes, I just listed the judges in order, and on the left side, well, I put the notes where they're where that that judge is found too in the book of Judges. So now we're introduced to in chapter 11, verse 9, Jephthah. So Jephthah said to the elders of Gilead, "You take me back home to fight against the people of Ammon, and the Lord delivers them to me. Shall I be your head?" The elders of Gilead said to Jephthah, "The Lord will be a witness between us if we do not do according to your words." So then Jephthah went with the elders of Gilead, and the people made him head and commander over them. And Jephthah spoke all his words before the Lord in Mizpah. Story continues. I think I want verse 18. No. Next one, chapter 12. So after Jephthah. I'm not going to read the whole stories, the situations, the battles, and things like that. I'm just going to introduce the judges and then who they're going against, and God sells them out and then delivers them. So now we have chapter 12, verse 7. Jephthah judged Israel 6 years. Then Jephthah the Gileadite died, was buried among the cities of Gilead. After him, Ibzan of Bethlehem judged Israel. He had 30 sons. He gave away 30 daughters in marriage, brought in 30 daughters from elsewhere for his sons. Well, he judged Israel 7 years. Then Ibzan died, was buried at Bethlehem. After him, Elon, the Zebulunite, judged Israel. He judged Israel 10 years. And Elon, the Zebulunite, died and was buried in Ajalon, in the country of Zebulun. After him, Abdon, the son of Hillel, the Pirathonite, judged Israel. All right, so now you have three more judges just listed, but we don't have anything about their battles. You have Ibzan, Elon, and Abdon. Chapter 13. Again, the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. The Lord delivered them into the hand of the Philistines for 40 years. Wow. Now there was a certain man from Zorah of the family of the Danites whose name was Manoah. His wife was barren, had no children. Story picks up in verse 24, chapter 13, verse 24. So the woman, Manoah and his wife, so the woman bore a son, called his name Samson. Child grew. The Lord blessed him. And the Spirit of the Lord began to move upon him at Manaah Dan between Zoar and Eshtaol. Right, so now Samson. The story of Samson covers quite a few chapters, 13, 14, 15, and 16. In chapter 16, you know the story of Samson, I hope. So now chapter 16, verse 28. At the end, when he's in the camp of the Philistines being captured. So chapter 16, verse 28. Then Samson called to the Lord, saying, "O Lord God, remember me, I pray. Strengthen me, I pray. Just this once, O God, that I may with one blow take vengeance on the Philistines for my two eyes." Remember, they plucked them out. Verse 29. Samson took hold of the two middle pillars which supported the temple, braced himself against them, one on his right, the other on his left. Then Samson said, "Let me die with the Philistines." And he pushed with all his might. The temple fell on the lords and all the people who were in it. So the dead that he killed at his death were more than he had killed in his life. And his brothers and all his father's household came down, took him, brought him up, buried him between Zoar and Eshtaol in the tomb of his father Manoah. He judged Israel 20 years. After chapter 16, chapter 17, verse 6, just one verse. In those days there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes. Remember, Samson just died. There's not a judge yet. So now with no judge, what does Israel do? They go bad. So now the next one is in chapter 21. Because I have a few stories with the Levites and the Gibeah and Israel's war with the Benjamites. So the next judge comes up in chapter 21, verse 24 and 25. The last verses of the book of Judges. So the children of Israel departed from there at that time, every man to his tribe and family. They went out from there, every man to his inheritance. In those days there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes. So now the story picks up in 1 Samuel chapter 3. 1 Samuel, after then you have the book of Ruth and then 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 3. And you should know the story of Eli and Samuel. Samuel's parents said, you'll give me a child and I'll give him back to the Lord. And so Samuel was raised in Eli's house. Right? So now in 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 19. So Samuel grew. Lord was with him. And let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel from Dan to Beersheba knew that Samuel had been established as a prophet of the Lord. So then the Lord appeared again in Shiloh. For the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. Chapter 4, verse 1. And the word of Samuel came to all Israel. So now Samuel is the leader. In chapter 8, verse 1. 1 Samuel. It came to pass when Samuel was old, he made his sons judges over Israel. Still in chapter 8, 1 Samuel, begin at verse 19. Nevertheless, the people refused to obey the voice of Samuel. They said, no, but we will have a king over us, that we also may be like all the nations, and that our king may judge us and go out before us and fight our battles instead of the judges. Samuel heard all the words of the people, repeated them in the hearing of the Lord. So the Lord said to Samuel, heed their voice and make them a king. Samuel said to the men of Israel, every man go to his city. Chapter 10, verse 17. Things did not, that wasn't a smooth transition, by the way. I'm skipping some verses in the story. So 1 Samuel 10, verse 17. Samuel called the people together to the Lord at Mizpah. Said to the children of Israel, thus says the Lord God of Israel, I brought up Israel out of Egypt, delivered you from the hand of the Egyptians, from the hand of all the kingdoms and from those who oppressed you. But you have today rejected your God, who himself saved you from all your adversaries and your tribulations. And you've said to him, no, set a king over us. Now, therefore, present yourselves before the Lord by your tribes and by your clans. That doesn't sound good. Verse 24. Samuel said to all the people, do you see him whom the Lord has chosen? There's no one like him among all the people. So all the people shouted and said, long live the king. Chapter 11, verse 15. So all the people went to Gilgal. There they made Saul king before the Lord in Gilgal. There they made sacrifices of peace offerings before the Lord. And there Saul and all the men of Israel rejoiced greatly. Samuel said to all Israel, indeed I have heeded your voice in all that you said to me, and have made a king over you. So that's the story of Judges, even though we had to go quite a halfway through 1 Samuel to finish up all the judges, because Samuel and his sons were judges also. All right, just a song or two, then we'll dismiss. Hope that proves valuable. Just two songs we're going to sing. Number one is 916. 916.
There is coming a day when no heartache shall come, no more clouds in the sky, no more tears to dim the eye. All is peace forevermore on the happy golden shore. What a day, a glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, and I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. And he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. Oh, what a day, a glorious day that will be. There'll be no sorrow there, no more burdens to bear, no more sickness, no pain, no more parting over there. And forever I will be with the one who died for me. What a day, a glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, and I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, what a day, a glorious day that will be.
My first thought was I'll get through all 13 of those points on the letters thing, but it's just hard for me to read a verse without commenting. And I commented this morning. We only got through three. I have a lot to say. Just ad lib. Fired up.
This is our spring series.
Yeah, so now it's going to be a four-part series. All right. Good to get together. We say look out for one another. Let folks know we miss them when they're away. We say it's always good to get together. Tip, in just a moment, I'll have you lead the closing prayer, if you would, please. Again, anything that I'm overlooking, I don't want to slight anything at all. People we need to remember and focus on. Okay. All right, Tip, would you lead us in prayer, then we'll be dismissed.
Our Heavenly Father, again, we come before you with thanksgiving for this time that's set aside to come together in worship and singing songs and with prayers. Thanksgiving for all that we have in this life. We pray that you'll be with us now as we go to our homes and watch over us until we're together again. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.